22nd.
Let's see.
And I'm with Dick Johnson. And Dick, we're going to be recording you. Do we have your permission to record you for this?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Could you, just to sort of get started, tell us about what it was like when you were a boy growing up in Milwaukee?
How do you mean, normal? I think I had a normal youth. I lived in Milwaukee, and on the west side of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I went to school at a place called Niskera School, grade school, and I met Ralph in our junior high school, when we went to junior high school.
Okay, well, you're referring to Ralph. That's Ralph Turner.
Ralph Turner, yes, that's right.
But wait, go back a little bit. What was your family? How many members were in your family?
Oh, I had a family. Mom and dad, and I had a sister, and I had a brother. There were three of us in the family. Dad worked for Westinghouse Electric Corporation as an engineering salesman for the corporation. And he worked for him for 40 years. And later on, I joined the corporation, too. I don't know what else you want to mind.
What was the school like that you went to? What was your elementary school like?
I can't remember too much of it, but it was a fairly new school. We had excellent teachers. And the one thing I remember was that one of our teachers, and I don't remember which one, organized six of us fellows, young fellows, probably in fifth grade, something like that, into a sextet for singing. And it was so successful that we were asked to sing at several places, churches and stuff like that. And then the Milwaukee Journal had a radio station in Milwaukee. I don't remember the call numbers, but it was a Milwaukee's radio station, and we sang over the air several times as a sextet. That was a highlight of my, that I remember. Otherwise, my education in grade school was quite normal, I would say. My mother was before she was married, she was a concert pianist. And she gave, later on, she gave music lessons, and she met my dad, and of course, then she tended the kids at home, all three of us. I had a younger brother, John Peter, that died when he was only 2 months old. He had a heart defect, and he only lived to be 2 months old. Well, that was the gist of our family. My mom was of German descent. My dad was of Norwegian descent. My grandfather and grandmother, not they particularly, but their parents, came from Alsace-Lorraine territory over in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, is there anything else I can tell you?
Yeah, what was the neighborhood like that you grew up in?
Very normal, nice neighborhood, very middle-class neighborhood. It was the home, Dad had the home built, so it was a new home. And we had very excellent neighbors, and of course, several of the neighbors' children that I grew up with became buddies of mine. One of them went to Marquette when I went to the University of Wisconsin. Where'd the other one go? Don't remember at the time.
What was the ethnic makeup of the neighborhood at that time?
I was pretty much a mixture. None of them were first descendants or anything like that. They were all Americans from some time back, of different lineages. I can't tell you, we only had one or two Catholic families, and at that time, a Catholic family was something different in the neighborhood. It wasn't to me, because they had a big family, and a couple of the boys were good friends of mine. But at that time, there was some, I don't know what you call it, they weren't exactly the mothers and fathers didn't want their children to play with Catholic children and that sort of nonsense. We had a Catholic school near us, and well, the kids in the Catholic family were good friends of mine. I didn't see any difference.
Yeah. So where did you meet Ralph? You said at junior
high? I met Ralph in junior high school. When we had what we called junior high schools, I think
right.
It was, what was it, seventh or eighth grade. And we only had, when we went to high school, we only had the three. We had the sophomore, junior, and senior years in senior
right.
high school. And Ralph and I met because we both had interest in chemistry. And he had a very violent interest in chemistry. He lived for chemistry. And I enjoyed it too. And we'd get chemistry sets for Christmas, and he and I would combine our chemistry sets and do some experiments on our own, which fortunately we didn't blow up anything, but we used to do our experimenting down in Ralph's basement. Ralph lived out on the north end of Milwaukee. And his dad was a superintendent of a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a beautiful home right on the cemetery and a beautiful basement that Ralph and I did our experimenting in. And we spent a lot of time playing in the area. It was on the outskirts of Milwaukee, so it was a very wild area. And Ralph and I used to spend time in the woods. And that was when we were in junior high school, and then we remained friends all the way through high school. Ralph continuing his interest in chemistry, and I gravitated toward engineering. So that when we graduated, we both went to Wisconsin at the same time. He went into the chemical department, and I went into the electrical engineering department. And but of course we saw each other socially. Neither Ralph nor I at that stage had any interest in girls. We found our pastimes much more interesting than girls, I guess. And I remember that even when we got to be seniors in high school, we wanted to go to the prom. And neither one of us had a girlfriend, so we had a scout around, and we finally found a girl. It was a casual friend of one of ours. I don't know if it was me or Ralph. And she had a sister. So we took the two sisters to the prom and had a wonderful time, but that was the last we saw. And then when we got into college, and Ralph and I were both freshmen at college. That's when both of us, of course, knew Arnella.
How did you know Arnella?
I'm sorry?
How did you know Arnella? Was she in school with
you?
Oh,
yes, she was in school with us. She was in school, in high school. Ralph and I ran around with a gang of boys and girls. And we didn't pair off, but we usually traveled in a group. And there wasn't any pairing, usually pairing off. And when we got to college, I started going with Arnella. And then, of course, she knew Ralph, too. And she decided Ralph was a little more her style than me. So she dumped me. But by that time, she was going to Milwaukee Downer College, which
right.
is a girls' school in Milwaukee. And she had a good friend, Hallie Wolf, and she introduced me to her. And Hallie and I hit it off, and so the four of us double dated all the time. We had all kinds of fun together, went to dances together and all kinds of activity together when we were freshmen in college. Although the girls were in Milwaukee and we were in Madison, Wisconsin, of course. And then I joined a fraternity. Ralph never joined a fraternity. I joined a fraternity, and the story I gave at Arnella's birthday party, I gave Hallie my fraternity pin and told her what the significance was, and she decided she was not ready for that kind of a commitment, so she dumped me. But Ralph was still going with Arnella. But then we were in Madison. We spent most of our, only come home for our vacations. I didn't date very seriously, but Ralph kept going with Arnella. And eventually, when we graduated from college, I graduated in 4 years with an electrical engineering degree, but Ralph stayed on to graduate work and at the college, and set up several classes in pathology, which was his forte. He loved that, and so he stayed, and I think he got a master's, pathology or chemistry or something.
Chemistry, I believe.
I don't know what
I'll
it was.
Have to check it out.
Do you remember?
I think it was chemistry.
I think it was chemistry. Yeah.
I know he worked with Matthews.
Yes,
Roy Matthews.
That name recalls. I remember that name. And then after we got out of college, I got a job with Westinghouse Electric Corporation in Pittsburgh, and Ralph, I don't know if he went directly to the FBI or he was still, well, he was in college a couple of more years than I was because he did graduate work in college, and then we kind of lost track of each other for a while there.
Yeah, he went to Kansas City.
Well, before he went to Kansas City, he was in the FBI.
Okay.
I don't know where that was. I can't remember where that was. And he took training in FBI. Then, of course, he went to Kansas City. Police department picked him up, and he was head of the pathology department, and interested in developing pathology in terms of criminology. He joined the two, and he was I can't tell you how many years he was at in Kansas City, but it was a time while I, in the meantime, had gone to with Westinghouse, and with transferred to several places, came back to Detroit, and went in the service. And while I was in the service, he was at Kansas City.
Right.
And when I got out of the service, when I was a radar operations officer and a captain, so I didn't get discharged. I got put on inactive duty. As an officer, you don't get discharged. You put on active duty. And I was in California at that time. And on our way back from California, we stopped in to see Ralph and Arnella and stayed with them for several days in Kansas City. I went back to Detroit, got my, joined up with Westinghouse. I had my job, they saved my job for me. And in the meantime, Ralph was picked up by Michigan State.
Right.
And came to Michigan State University and became very active in setting up pathology, criminology, police administration work.
Right.
At Michigan State. I don't know if he ever became the head of the police administration.
No.
But he was effectively, he did most of the work.
He did a lot of the work, certainly.
That's
early
right.
On. That's darn right. Yeah.
And then, of course, we picked up our acquaintance again, because Michigan State being in Lansing. And so we used to see each other several times a year. And the girls got along. My wife at that time got along very well. That's a picture right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a gal I met in Detroit and married her, a wonderful gal. And she and Arnella got along very well. And so we saw each other socially from then on. And then Ralph built this beautiful home out in Okemos. And if we couldn't spend more time, what we used to do, we'd meet in Brighton. I think it's Brighton, Michigan.
Brighton.
About halfway between Detroit and Lansing. And we'd meet there for dinner at the Canopy, which was a favorite restaurant, and a very fine restaurant in Brighton. And that way we saw each other more often. we'd meet there and spend the evening together there. And then, of course, for social functions, we always saw each other, too. Golly, did I run out already? How much more do you want? You
start. Well, let me ask you some questions.
You ask questions.
Okay. One of the things I've heard about is...
You know Ralph wrote two books.
Yes.
On pathology.
Yes.
Yeah. I got one around here someplace. I don't know where.
One of the things I've picked up on is that, and I wondered if he ever talked to you about this, is that when he was growing up and his father was the
superintendent,
superintendent
of the cemetery,
that he would take pictures of the deceased and then would, for the families. That was a common practice back then. Did he ever talk
take pictures of the what?
The people in their coffins.
Oh, I never knew that.
You didn't know that one.
I didn't even know that. No.
Yeah.
I knew he was a great photographer.
Yes, he
that
was
one of the things I forgot to tell you about. He was a great photographer, that's right.
Did he?
My dad had a Leica camera, one of the first Leica cameras. He had a customer and went over to Germany, so he gave him money to buy a Leica camera. That was before they were in this country at all. And he and my dad, Ralph and my dad, swapped. My dad was quite a photographer, too. And when my dad died, he gave me his Leica. And I was not much of a photographer. I didn't have that much interest in it. And I gave Ralph my dad's Leica. And Ralph was so excited about it. He thought that was the most wonderful thing in the world because he appreciated it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, he and I had an shared an interest in photography.
Photography?
Yes. Yes.
And he thought this camera, and it still worked. It was an old model Leica.
Oh, yeah.
But it still worked. And well, I got a letter that he wrote me. He couldn't thank me enough.
I know he appreciated it.
Right.
Knowing
Ralph. No, I didn't know anything about this other thing.
He would later buy several Leicas, in fact.
He had several of them. Oh, yes, I know.
And one of the things I did for Arnello was after Ralph died, I was able to sell the Leica for her and got quite a bit of money for it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he had a beautiful one. I seriously thought about purchasing it myself, and it would
Well, it was a real late model. A late model,
and it was quite expensive. And the funny thing was, I worked with it a little bit and found I didn't like it.
Is that right?
Yeah, otherwise I would have bought it, but I didn't really like it. I actually bought one of his other cameras.
He used to have a, what do they call, Rolex?
Yes.
That's the one he used most of the time.
Yes. Yes.
What do they call them? They call them a...
Twin lens reflex.
Twin lens reflex, Rolex, that's right.
Yes. He had that, and he had some
other... But I'm sorry, I can't help you on this other thing.
That's okay.
I never do anything about it.
Yeah. Did he ever talk about doing work in the cemetery or... when you were growing up, about
working in the cemetery? No.
Okay.
I don't know anything about that. I remember one thing after a party one night, and I probably shouldn't tell you this. It was when my dad worked for Westinghouse, and he had a company car, and the insurance is only good on the car for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to let me drive it once in a while when I was over 16. But he was miserable because he knew if I got in an accident, he was in trouble, see?
Sure.
So one night, we were going to some dance someplace, I don't know what, and I hated to ask him for the car because I knew what he went through, what I had. So I happened to ask Hallie. I said, Hallie, is your dad using his car tonight? Well, she said, I don't think so. Well, do you suppose that he'd let me drive it and we take it tonight when we go to this dancer? So he did. He let me have the car. God, I don't remember. It was an old Packard or something, a big old car of some kind. And we had really had a great time because we had a car. Went to the dance, and after the dance, before we took the girls home, I guess we go, how did we get out the cemetery? We were out the cemetery for some reason. Maybe we were going to Ralph's or something. But anyhow, I remember somebody... One of the girls, I'm sure it was one of the girls, dared me to drive the car over a couple of graves. And of course, I did it. See? And oh, God, we thought we were real devils. See? We didn't do any harm, but we actually drove over the grave. See? And I'll never forget that. As long as and of course, nobody ever knew about it except the four of us. That was something in December. But otherwise, the only other thing that we did, there was an airfield about another 5 miles further north from Ralph's place, where he lived, which was out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to bicycle out to his place, and then he'd get his bike, and the two of us would drive out to this airport, because we loved to see airplanes. We'd take off and land, and we loved to just ram around the airport. And we used to do that quite frequently, because it was fairly close to where he lived. See?
Mm-hmm. What time would this have been?
Early 30s.
Early 30s?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it would be the early 30s. We were in high school until I graduated 39 from college, so it was 30. Yeah, it would be the early 30s, yeah.
Yeah.
31, 32, something like that. I'm not very good on dates, so I'm sorry. I'm lucky if I could remember my kids' birthdays.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What else we got?
Did you go up to when Ralph was building the house? Were you there when he, did you ever, was he under construction when you were there? Did you ever see him do work on the house?
Oh, his house in
Okemos?
What is it?
Okemos.
Okemos, yeah. No, I think, although I might have been there just once. They had us up one time. We went up for dinner, and he took me out and showed me it. Yeah, he was a Frank Lloyd Wright fan, you know, and he was over. I thought the houses Frank Lloyd Wright were miserable, but he thought they were beautiful, and so he sort of designed his house after Frank Lloyd Wright design. And it's a beautiful home built right into the. Blends right into the atmosphere, the lot.
Landscape.
Landscape, that's good.
Yeah,
there's a beautiful layout here. And I always remember, I said, Ralph, what, why, and I better watch my language, would you build out here? There was nothing around, it was out in the middle of nothing.
Right, man. It was.
And now, of course, it's a beautiful town. But when he built out there, he was one of the first ones, and there was nothing around, just farmland around. And I couldn't understand. I'm a city boy myself. I couldn't understand why he'd want to build out in that area, but boy, what a beautiful place. And Arnella is wonderful, being able to... Is she still there?
Oh, yeah. Sure
and,
is.
And I don't think she's going to leave it. I've tried to get her out of the place. Richard's tried to get her out of the place, and... Oh, that was another thing which I was very proud of and still am. I was his best man at his wedding.
Okay.
And when their first boy was born, Richard, they named him after me and asked me to be his godfather. I didn't even know what a godfather was or what the responsibilities were for a godfather. So I had to do a little reading up on it. I realized that he was a German Lutheran, I think his religion was German Lutheran. We were English Lutheran. To me, it didn't make any difference. But anyhow, apparently that was a tradition in their religion to have godparents.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I found out that if something had happened to Ralph and Arnella, it was my responsibility to see that this young man was brought up in the proper religion, proper upbringing, and that sort of thing. See?
Right.
But fortunately, it never happened. So.
No. Yeah.
I didn't. They didn't have to call on me, but I'm really proud of this Richard. He's a great kid, boy.
He sure
is. I used to see him quite a bit when. Where were they? They were in. When they were in Lansing, I used to see him once in a while, and then of course he went to. This college down in Kentucky, Berea, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
He went to college down there, and then he was all around the country. But he's a wonderful sculptor.
Yeah.
And just a wonderful guy. And I had the most pleasant, I was out to visit Arnella a couple of years ago, I guess it was. And he didn't tell me. And I came out, and I came in, my daughter, no, I went out by myself, I was driving my car. Sat down, and I'm sitting there, in walks Richard, and I didn't know who the hell he was, because I didn't recognize him, I hadn't seen him for so long. And Arnella says, I thought you might be interested in my son is visiting me. Oh, was I ever? And I said, Richard, did you bring Sylvia with you? And I'm going to hate you if you didn't, because I just love Sylvia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, what a doll. She is really something. She was my favorite gal. Being black means nothing to me.
Oh, no.
And you wouldn't know she was black anyhow, because the way she talked and she acted. I remember the first time after Sylvia and Richard were married, they came to visit their parents, and Ralph and Arnella had us out for dinner. We had dinner in Weber's. Out in Ann Arbor was one of the, so it was partway.
Mm-hmm.
Did they live in Ann Arbor? No, they didn't
no.
live in Ann Arbor. Well, why did we eat at this restaurant? This restaurant is right outside of Ann Arbor.
Weber's is right there.
That Weber's is, but there's another one too.
Yeah.
But anyhow. And it was the first time we meet Sylvia. And I have no objections to color. But it was still, it was kind of a interesting, I guess I could say, that I'm meeting my godson's wife, who was black for the first time. See? And of course, I get choked up when I even tell about it, because I think so much of Sylvia. She's such a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we met him in this restaurant, in whatever restaurant it was, that's interior, in the lobby before we sat down. And of course, Ralph sat Richard right next to, or Sylvia right next to me. See? I didn't talk to that gal for more than 5 minutes, and I even didn't know she was colored. I didn't know she was black. She's just a girl,
mm-hmm.
and a wonderful girl.
Yes.
Just a delightful girl, and smart. I knew Richard wouldn't marry a dummy. But, you know, she's a wonderful gal. And I've often wondered, I've seen pictures of the twins that they had,
mm-hmm.
but I would have loved to had the opportunity to meet the twins.
I met them.
I guess they're very accomplished young ladies, and one of them is married, isn't she?
Yes, got
they're
married this
summer. About to be married?
No, got married this summer.
This summer she got married?
This summer she got married.
And I don't know about the other one, if she's going steady or...
I think she has a steady boyfriend.
No.
Yeah, I met them when they were...
Both of the boys are white too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I think they are, yeah.
Oh, I know the one that got married. Yeah. I don't know about the other one. But...
What a gal. Oh, Jesus. And so we had I had a wonderful time that time when I went to visit Arnella, because Richard and Sylvia were there. And of course, Sylvia was at the party, too. And, it was a real trip down memory lane, that party.
Oh, I can imagine.
God. And I hadn't seen... Georgia for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And what a charming gal she is, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't seen her for so long. I talked to her on the phone several times, but I hadn't seen her. So I was looking forward to seeing her. And John, I hadn't seen John for ages. I'd known him. I wouldn't have recognized him at all. But what a great guy he is, too.
Oh, yeah.
And what a background he's got.
Oh, the travels he does.
He's what you call an adventurer.
Yes, he is. He certainly is.
Well, go ahead. Ask me another question about Ralph. We're supposed to be talking about Ralph.
No, this is fine. This is because I didn't know, for example, that you were Richard's godson. So that's a real godfather, I should say.
I really got to know the whole family very well, knowing Ralph as well as I did. And Ralph and Arnella hit it off so well with my wife. They both thought that she was wonderful. Even though Hallie was a friend of Arnella's, until she died. I mean, she was always a friend. That's the way I kept track of her now. Of Hallie, I would ask Arnella once in a while, "Did you ever hear from my old girlfriend, Hallie?" And she'd tell me what she was doing. See? And she had a very tragic experience, which we won't discuss. And it was, I don't think I'd ever married Hallie, because she was a different type of personality that I really, she was an intelligent girl too, a very intelligent girl. She married a doctor. And then I got to see their two daughters. I hadn't met their two daughters. They were at the party, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that mm-hmm. was a real trip down memory lane too, to meet them. I didn't realize that they were going to be there either. And I met their husbands, both
yep.
nice guys.
Yep.
So I really enjoyed that too.
It was a good party.
That was a heck of a party. I didn't know all of the the people from Michigan State, the faculty members, but I had met a couple of them
mm-hmm.
at other parties that we had been to. And I enjoyed talking to Ralph's old boss's wife. What's her name? Who was head of the department?
Oh, well, let's see.
I can't remember it.
Trojanowicz was.
I'd met them on several occasions.
I
can't remember. Maybe I'll think of it. But
yeah, Brandstetter.
Brandstetter, that's it. And I knew them. So yeah. Mrs. Brandstetter and I had a very interesting. In fact, I had dinner with her. She sat at our table.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I knew Art.
Try me on something else.